Okay, let's get into Yuma, Yerushalmi, Daf Yud. We are on in the Aruch Kol Tesema base, in the Oz V'Hatur Tesema Aleph. And we just discussed the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur and some stories where the Tzdukim got involved. And one time a Tzduki came out and he had a mark on his forehead. And the Gemara said, how could that be? Malachim aren't even allowed in. And they knew it was from the Malach somehow. Again, even though Malachim are not physical, how could there be a mark from a malach on a forehead? That's not 100% clear. The Rambam talks about the 10 levels of malachim in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. None of them are physical. None of them are physical, but that's the story. So the Gemara says that's only if he does it properly. B'shashu nechaz ladarko. There's nobody in there. He has yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu only if he's there doing it properly what he's supposed to do. But if he's not doing what he's supposed to do, then he's the malachim don't have to leave. Malachim don't have to leave then, and they don't. And they don't leave. So the Gemara now says, behaving me based la parochas. So now we're going to get into the actual machlokas, as we, if you could call it that. It's not a machlokas elu ve'elu, but it's the machlokas between the sukkim and the prushim. What exactly was the machlokas, which we already mentioned in the last year, but here we it's based on sukkim. Ksiv behaving me based la parochas. V'nasana sakatoras al ha'eish lofnei Hashem. Right, you bring from outside, and you bring the Ketores, al ha'esh, lifnei Hashem. So what do we darshan from that, lifnei Hashem? Shalo yisakim mibachus, yachas mibifnim. You should not. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to make the smoke start outside. Again, he has the shovel of hot coals, and then he's going to put the Ketores on top of the hot coals. And then that's all going to smoke up. It's going to smoke straight up, because it has the Ma'ale Ashon in it, and that makes it go straight up. So he can't do that outside. Shereit Stukim, Omrim Kodesh Stukim, say Yisachin Yibachutz, V'yachnes, he should start off outside, he should make it smoke, and then bring it inside. Why? And they have a Svara, and they have a Pasuk. Im Lefnei Basar V'Adam, Osem Kain, Basar V'Adam, do you go and make the food right in front of the Basar V'Adam? No, you make it in the kitchen, and then you bring it out when it's ready-made. Right, so here too, if in front of a human king, they say, right, you get everything ready outside. You don't bring it in and then make it in front of him. The Omer, and also Ki Be'anon, and also they darshan incorrectly the pasuk of Ki Be'anon, Eira'e ala kaporas. In a cloud, I will be seen. Eira'e ala kaporas. So you have to have the cloud first, they darshan. You should put the ketores on the fire in front of Hashem, lifnei Hashem. Eino nosin ela mibifnim. It's only on the inside. That's where you bring it in and then you burn it on the inside. Imkein lama nemar ki be'anon eira'e ala kaporas. So what is that pasuk teaching me? That ki be'anon, right, in the cloud, eira'e ala kaporas. That sounds like it's outside. No. Malameit shu yinosin ba'amala ashan. That's just teaching me in a cloud, make sure the cloud is there. How do you create the cloud? You create the cloud by putting in one of the ingredients, ma'ale ashan. Remember we had back, I think it was in Shkalim, the story where there were two people walking and one of them said, the other one, groans. What are you groaning for? I just saw ma'ala ashan. Right? Because that was one of the secrets. The Beis Haftinus, they knew exactly what the ma'ala ashan was, to put it in. And we had the ones, they tried to bring, experts from Alexandria to try to go around the Beis Haftinus, and the question is, did they use Ma'al Ashan? They couldn't find the right Ma'al Ashan. Okay. So Malameh, that's the drasha of the Anan. Uminayit Yunosin Ba Ma'al Ashan, Tamalomar V'chisa Anan HaKetores, Es HaKaparetz Asher Alo Eidus V'lo Yamus, Ha'im Lo Nasan. If you didn't put something in that made the smoke go straight up, Lo Nasan Ba Ma'al Ashan, Osha Chisa Rachas, because someone Misa Ma'amaha, Chayav Misa. Period. So that is the Braisa. Again, we mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, we looked into the poskim in Siman Aleph and Arachayim. And, not only in later on, in the Kuflamid Aleph, Kuflamid Beis, and those Simanim about the end of Davening, whether to say Pita Maktoris every day. And the different Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael and a Chutz La'aretz, and some say, you can't say it every day if you're going to be rushing out on a weekday because you might leave out one of the ingredients. And, take that very literally. The other poskim say, it's just Ki'ilu. It's not Mamish. You know, do your best in different minhagim. But, again, chisar achaz, because samaneha, chayev misa. Okay. The Karbat Eida takes the line from two lines ago and just puts it here with the name. So, Amar Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon says the following. Velo yamuz, hare ze onesh. Ki be'anani ra lakapores hareza asara. To properly bring the fire of the ktores. Here it's talking about going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, that ktores. So there's two psukim. One is the onesh and one is the asara. As we know, the principle in the Torah, you have to have a warning and then you have to have the punishment. Right, so below Yamus, that's the Onesh. They shouldn't go in. Ki Be'anon, in the clouds, that's the saying that has to create a cloud. That's the Ashara that you have to bring the Torah properly with all the ingredients. Yachol, Onesh, Va'ashara, Nemru, Kodem, Lamisas, B'nei Aaron. You might think that both the Ashara and the Onesh were given before Nadav and Avihu did what they did on Bayom HaShmini. Tamalomar, Acharei Moshnei B'nei Aaron. One of the psukim is afterwards. Acharei Moshnei B'nei Aaron. After, you might think they are both said afterwards, Tamalomar, Kibanan Eira Lakaparis. And that says, Kibanan Eira Eh. We'll see what the drasha is. But that pasuk somehow proves that something was said beforehand. So Haketzad, the Gemara splits it. Azhara Namra Kodim Lamisa Shnei B'nei Aaron. The Azhara, the warning of bringing the Ketores properly was said before. And they knew the Azhara of Onesh Lachar, Namra Lachar Misas Shnei B'nei Aaron. So it was split. How do you get from that pasuk of ki be'anon? So Amar Reb Zeira, ki be'anon nir esi ain ksivkan. It doesn't say I was seen in the past nir esi ain ksivkan kan ela eira eh. I will appear, and Hashem appeared before Misas Nadav Avihu, right up here before. So the pasuk must have been said earlier. Ki be'anon eira eh. Even though the pasuk is written later, but it must have been said earlier because by the time Nadav Avihu did what they did, the Anan had already been there. Hashem does not punish unless he was mazir, and therefore the Bnei Aaron were already mazir. So it sounds like from this Gemara that the chait of Nadav and Avihu was that they left out the Mala Ashan. They left out one of the ingredients, something. I mean, the Pasuk says it was an Eish Zara. There was a strange fire. So what does a strange fire mean? So it could be that they didn't bring the ingredients. But as we know, Chazal say many other pshatim, exactly what was the chait of Nadav and Avihu. Many of them are not here, but if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Beis, what's it doing there? Because there, that's where the Gemara talks about the Misa of Sreifa. What exactly is the Mitzvah of Sreifa? Right? Mitzvah HaNisrafin. We know there's an internal, the Mitzvah of Sreifa of Chayvi Misas Bezdin. Bezdin puts hot coals down the throat. So the question is that what happened with Nadav and Avihu? That's what Gemara has different days there. Was there Misas Neshama, the Guf Kayam, or not? That was the question. And do you learn it from there? Is it different from there? But that's where the Gemara talks a little bit about what the chait was. Says the Gemara there, I'll just read in the Bavli, Nun Beis, in Sanhedrin. Kfar hayu Moshe v'Aaron mahalchin baderech. Moshe and Aaron were walking. V'Nadav Yaviu mahalchin achareihem. V'chol Yisrael achareihem. Amar lo Nadav la'avihu. Emasa yamusu shnei zakenim halalu v'yani v'yata na'anigas adar. When are these old men going to die already? You know, it's time for us to take over. You know, it's we have to bring some new energy to the Am. So that was part of their chait. Amar l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu hanireh mi kover es mi. You think they're old men? Let's see who dies first. Mi kover es mi. Right, and that's what the Gemara says here. And there are other deyas in Chazal. If you look in the, they didn't get married, or they drunk wine beforehand. All different deyas. If you look in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshat Achremos on the Pasuk Achrei Shnei Bnei Aaron, it talks about there al hakrava al ezara shino lo natlu etza. It all different deyas of what exactly the chait was. The Nitziv in the Beis Halevi, I read it from the Nitziv. The Nitziv says if you put all of these chatom together, they kind of have one root. Again, what was it? They wouldn't get married, or they were more halacha b'fnei rabo. It's another one of these suggestions in front of Moshe. Or they wanted them to die already. Or they drunk wine before they went in. All of those had their own ideas of how to bring spirituality. Right? That's what's common denominator in all of these. Right? They thought, if I know that halacha, I'm going to jump in and teach Torah. Or I think wine is going to help me have a greater spiritual experience, you know, when I go in, wine. Or I'm not going to get married because I think that's something that brings down spirituality. So all of these, all of them have that at root. And the problem of the root chait was that creating one's own drachim for spirituality. And that's all called Eish Zara. That's all a strange fire. You have a fire. Person's on fire for Avodas Hashem. But you have to follow the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. A little flexibility within, you know, add in some things in Shomei HaTefillah and special kavanas. But if there's an avoda, you got to follow the rules of the avoda. You can't make up your own rules. That's what the Nitziv says in the beginning of Parshas Shmini, the Eish Zara. He says, V'ha'inyan, they read to a few lines. Dekfar hayu b'yimei Moshe. There are writing in the days of Moshe, there were kitos b'Yisrael, there were groups, shehayu luhutim achar avas Hashem. Right, they were very excited and they wanted to do avas Hashem. Avalo al yedei gvulos shehigbila Torah. But not following the rules that the Torah, the boundaries. V'kasha yivur ba'orah pavarshas Korach. That was the chet, he says, of the 250 men. Shayut tzadikim gemurim. They were amazing tzadikim. V'chatu b'nafshosam b'mashamasar asman l'misa aydei tshuka kedusha zu lahasig avas Hashem aydei aktores. Right? That was the test that they made with the Ktoris. Avagav shlo yilaratzon lafi kfi derech haTorah shirak aron ubanav yaktiru v'chulu. And then, you skip a couple of lines, v'nei kfar yada Moshe Rabbeinu shakitos ke'ila misnotzitzos. Moshe Rabbeinu knew. He knew underneath there was this Ratzon and Taiva. That's what it was. This the Beis Halevi says the same thing, right? The earlier generation in Valashin. Later generation of Valashin. First the Nesiv, then Beis Halevi married the Nesiv's granddaughter. Says the Beis Halevi that was the Chet of the Chet HaEgel. Also, looking for spirituality, but not following the rules of the Torah. And that's why over and over again, we know the Mishkan was a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. The Beis HaLevi says, Pekudei, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. 15 times. Exactly, they follow what Hashem told Moshe. Because that was the tikkun of the HaEgel, right? Many Rishonim say, the Beis HaLevi, based on them, says, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. It was. Very few, if the, all Bnei Yisrael did Avodah Zarah, why did only a couple thousand people die? Right? If they all did Avodah Zarah. It wasn't. These were the leaders. But the problem was that they were looking for Drachim Shonim. They were looking for other ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Nadav and Avihu here in the Eish Zara. But again, there are many opinions in Chazal. Our Gemara here, again, getting back, sounds like it was a Mala Ashan problem or just a specific Ktoris issue. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Continuing what was done, as we know, the first seven Prakim of Yuma is all about the Avoda of Yom Kippur. Until the eighth parak, which is about Yom Kippur, the Nihugim of Yom Kippur, the Halachas of Yom Kippur. So we continue. This is the week before and the night of. Right? We already spoke about in the last Mishnah. They've already made the Shvuah and they already separated from each other and they each cried because they promised to do the Avodah. He promised to do the Avodah properly. They were choshed him. So Maya Chacham Doresh. If he was a Chacham, then he gives Shir all night. V'im lav, and if he couldn't do that himself, tamid chachamim darshan lefanav, and if not, then he listens to shiurim. Either he gives a shiur or he listens. Imraga likros kare. And others say, what if he can't even, which is again, maybe he's in bayisheni, he doesn't even have that level of chachma, or maybe in addition, if he's ragel to be kare, then he could read his own svarim. V'im lav koron lefanav, and if not, svarim are read before him. Uvek koron lefanav. Which svarim do you read in front of the Kohen Gadol to keep him awake on Yom Kippur night? Be'iov, ube Ezra, ube Divrei Hayamim. Unbelievable. The Karban Eda says here, based on the Rishonim, Shein Dvarim Hamoshkenes Alev, because these are from that pull the heart, L'shoma Ve'en Shein Echadfaso. Nobody's going to fall asleep in the middle of Sefer Iov. No, we have a lot to work on. We have a lot to work on. Iov, Ezra, and Divrei Hayamim. Ezra's coming back. Shivasio, Divrei Hayamim is all about David HaMelech's life again. But Iov is that's a chiddush. Right? Maybe because the issues that Iov brings up are so, it's so, challenging Tzadik Varalo, Rasha Vitovlo, and all the story of Iov. Zechariah ben Kavutal Omar, Pa'amim Harbe Karisi Lefanav, Bidaniel. Zechariah says he's reading Daniel. Daniel is a very exciting sefer, underrated. But it's a very exciting sefer about all the first six, couple of prakam in Aramaic. But Daniel is very exciting. The last couple of prakim, we're not exactly sure what they mean, but that's Chai Ben Avkuta. Tani, the Gebraisa continues, when not only Iyom Israel, Israel Yamim, more, Bemishle, Vitehillim. Notice, there are no Nevi'im Rishonim on this list, right? It's, many, focus on, those are easier, but again, we have to focus on all of Tanakh. Bemishle, Vitehillim, Bemishle, Taman, Mefikas Hashena. So we know that, also that keeps away sleep. Keeps away sleep. All different Svarim. If you look in the Rambam doesn't quote any. Rambam doesn't quote any. He must understand these as examples. These are examples, but really, whatever is relevant, whatever is they think is going to keep the Kohen Gadol up, that is good enough. You look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, Halacha Ches, Kol Leila Yom HaKippurim Kohen Gadol Yoshev V'Doresh, Imhaya Chacham. Vimhaya Talmud, Darshan Lefanav, and he couldn't do it himself, they darshan. Vimhaya Raga Likros Kari, Vimlav Karan Lefanav, Kiddish Lo Yishan, Vikama Karim, Ubameh Karan Lefanav, Vikisvei HaKodesh. Two words. Kisvei HaKodesh. Meaning, you shouldn't read from him the newspapers, but you read from him the Kisvei HaKodesh, that's all the Rambam says. And the Bikish Lestamneim, how do you keep him up? He does not mention any of the examples that Chazal give, because he understands them as just not a din of reading Eov and Daniel. If you think that he's going to find Shir HaShirim more exciting, then read from him Shir HaShirim. If you find that, you say for Yoshua, read whatever to keep him up. Kisvei HaKodesh. That's the other Rambam. Okay. And then Zachan Tzchai ben Kavutal said he used to read Daniel. So the Gemara says, Kahana Shal Rav, Ma Nisni, Kavutar, Kavutal. Kahana asked Rav, is it Zachai ben Kavutal or Kavutar? Is it a Reish or a Lamed? And he was in the middle of davening when Kana asked, unusual, the Kana didn't realize that Rav was davening, but he asked him the question, Vavikoi Matzle, he was in the middle of davening, Vachavi lay be'etz ba'asei. So he showed him with his fingers, Sfar Kavutar. He like bent his fingers to show a resh instead of a lamid, to show him that it's a Kavutar and not Kavutal. Very unusual. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're allowed to be merames if somebody asks you a kasha. I remember the story of the Rashi quotes at the end of Maseches Makis. That he was asked, he wanted to sell him a watch or an animal, and then he refused. And after four times, I'm only going to take the original price. I'm going to be very honest. When he answering in the middle of the Amida, there's another version of this where it's in the middle of Kriyashma. So is that better or worse? Right? We allow certain hefsekim during Kriyashma. Right? Tosas points that out in Maseches Brachas. That Kriyashma, you have the whole mission of the second Berakah Brachas. Bibnei Akavid, Bibnei Ayira. In the middle of Amidah, you don't have any of those. No Efsekim. So that's even worse. So some of them of Achronim in the back wondered that there must be a lot more secrets and depth to this story than meets the eye. If you look in the commentary of the Minchas Elazar in the back, he says it must be Kisodos Gedolim Yesh Bedavar Zeh. So it must be Sodos Gedolim about Kavutar and Kavutal, and referring to the Batei Mikdash. He says the Chayei Kavutal and Gematria is MS. And then if you change it to Kafutal, it doesn't answer MS. And in the middle of Kriyashma, when he's Bimavakom Al-Samacha Shamayim and Amida, okay, must be a lot of symbolism there, and a lot that the Gemara is not telling us. Okay, keep that in mind. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah here, Bikish List Namneim, if the Kohen Gadol is falling asleep, and we don't want him to sleep, because then maybe he'll have a Re'iyas Keri, and then he'll be Tameh for the Avoda, Bikish List Namneim, Pirchei Kuna, Makin Lefana Be'es Vatzreita, the young Kohenim, who looked forward to staying up all night, they used to knock him, mock in the front of, or mock him, just make sounds in front of him. Bats Batsreda. What's Bats Batsreda? Some kind of sound. We'll see. Maybe it means snapping. Maybe it means making something, a finger with in the mouth. Maybe like a whistling. And they say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amod Vafik Achaz Al Ritzpah. Put a foot on the ground. Put a foot on the ground, meaning the ground was cold. Right? So they want to wake up. So put a foot on the ground. And they were involved. And they kept him up until Shechita, right? Putting a feet on the ground, we know that keeps one up. The Pa'as HaSholchan, Rabbi Saul Mishlov, the Talmud of the Gra, wrote his sefer, Pa'as HaSholchan, right? We have the Shulchan Aruch on, all of life, and the Ramah's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch is really called the Mapa. It's the tablecloth. The Ramah, that was one of the most amazing acts of humility in all of Jewish history. That the Ramah receives the Shulchan Aruch in the Beis Yosef he's sitting there in Poland and he gets it from Tzfat, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, oh, he was already in the middle of writing his own Shulchan Aruch. And he now had a choice in front of him. Either I continue writing my Shulchan Aruch and there'll be two Shulchan Aruchs for all of Klal Yisrael, or I could stop writing my Shulchan Aruch and just add in Ha'aris to the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, so could we have one Shulchan Aruch and just with Ha'aris? And he stopped writing his own Shulchan Aruch, and instead he wrote Ha'aris. We have the Darkei Moshe on the Beis Yosef, we have the Ramah and the Mapah. I'm just a tablecloth. And in order to be able to keep the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, an unbelievable act. Mimosha and Moshe, Lokam Kamosha. It says that on his kever too, before the Rambam, after the Rambams, but nobody knew, because people in Poland didn't on his old kever, not the new one. The new one, they have the old one and the new one in the Ramah cemetery there in Krakow. So the Ramah has his own, has his own. But anyways, we have the Shulchan Aruch, we have the Ramah. So the Pasa Shulchan, Rabbi Shlomo Mishklov, had a problem because he says, I look in Shulchan Aruch and there is no detailed discussion of Hilchos Mitzvah Satzulias Baretz. It's not there. You have one siman about Shumas and Maestros, but there's so much to talk about. So he came and he wrote his own Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Shmita and all the other Shumas and Maestros. They called it the Pa'asa Shulchan, right at the corner of the table. Right? You have the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, you have the Mapa, and then you have the Pa'as HaShulchan, the quarter of the Tega. And then you have other Svarim, the Kitzvas HaShulchan, Tos HaShulchan. But in the Hakdama of the Pa'as HaShulchan, he writes, that's where a lot of the stories that we know about the Gra is written there. Right, there's some of the, and he says he saw it. He saw it, none of that. So one of them was that his Rebbe kept his feet in cold water in order not to fall asleep. So that's probably based on the, not just, what he thought would keep him up, but based on this Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, if your feet are cold, right, you're not gonna fall asleep, and he's gonna keep you up. So that's what they said. Put your feet on the ground. Put your feet on the ground. Right, we had earlier also back in Maseches Shkalim that there was a special doctor in the Beis HaMikdash because the Kohanim got sick. Because they ate a lot of meat and they were barefoot, right? That caused a lot of intestinal issues. But again, it was cold on the floor. So that's what here too. But one night here, he wasn't going to eat too much meat on Yom Kippur, so he could put his feet on the floor. Rav Chuna Amar be'etzpat sreida be'peh. The way they kept him up, what does it mean? Etzpat sreida, with their finger, something with their mouth. Maybe it means like some type of a whistling sound, putting their finger in their mouth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar be'etzpat sreida be'yad. No, it was all in the hand. All in the hand. Not in the, not with the, mouth. Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Be'peh v'lo b'nei v'lo b'chinar. Only with the mouth. Right? Meaning, with the mouth and not with, instruments. Not with instruments. But Rabbi Yochanan says you put the etzpat sreida, be'yad, only be'yad. So patar la, no. What the brisa means is, ni'ima hanemeres be'etzpat sreida. Omer b'peh v'lo b'nei v'chinar. No, that's betrayed. It could just be beyad, like Rabbi Yochanan says. The brisa just means there's no other accompanying sound. They didn't use other musical instruments. They might have used the mouth, meaning they did the with the finger, whatever that sound was, the snapping of type, and then they used to, sing him songs to be able to keep him up, but not with a musical instrument. Okay, this is the last Mishnah here in the parak. Playing musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif. As an Issa Durabanan, maybe you would have said Ein Shavus Bamikdash, either way they said that, not to use the musical instruments. Fine. B'chol Yom, we're almost up to the Avoda, but we're not there yet. With the beginning. B'chol Yom, Tomenes HaMizbeach. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So say every night. They did Trumas HaDeshan. The first Avoda done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, taking off ashes. Trumas HaDeshan was, the Kohen goes up the ramp, and he takes a shovel, and he takes some of the ashes from the most eaten, so to speak, most burned spot on the fire on top. Then he goes down the ramp, makes a left, and deposits it right there on the floor on the east side of the ramp. And there was a miracle that those ashes were absorbed miraculously into the ground. The Kabbalah Eda quotes the Gemara, the Nivla Shum Bim Komo, right? And that was the beginning of the Avoda, doing that. That's the Trumas HaDeshen, right? When was that done? Every single day. So every day it was done. Close to morning. Right by Alos HaShachar. A little before, a little bit after. That's when it was done. Ubi Yom HaKippur, but Yom Kippur. Such a busy day. You gotta do that beforehand. Ubi Yom HaKippur Mechatzos. You do it from Chatzos. Much earlier. Ubi Ragalim. And on Yantif, where there's gonna be so much to do. Me'ashmuras HaRishona. Or even earlier, from the first watch. Remember the Gemara Brachas. How many watches there are in the, in the night, three watches, four watches. So Birashmur Harishon, he do it earlier. And Lohai Sakirva Sakir Magat, by the time that Amor HaShachar comes in the Beis HaMikdash on a Yontif, Atrei Sazer Malei B'Yisrael. The whole Beis HaMikdash is full of people, right? So you can't wait that long. There's so many karbanos to bring. So that is when it is usually, that's when it's usually done. There's a brisa that says the opposite. Amar Rabbi Mana, Lo Mistavra Dala, right? It doesn't make sense except the following. Yom HaKippurim Me'ashmuras Harishona. Right, the Yom Kippur is early. Yom Kippur is done from the earliest. That's where we showed up. Uber Regalim Echatzos. The Regalim are also done earlier, but it's done from Chatzos. Why? Shalayavoli Deit Sima'on. The Kohen Gadol is fasting. You want to be able to do as much as you can earlier while he's still not as thirsty as he's going to be later. So, and you're dealing with the going up to the fire. That's going to make him thirsty because he's going to be near the fire and the smoke. So the earlier the better. A little bit closer to the Sudam Afsekas. That's a Shlo Yavo Lidate Simaon. He doesn't come to thirst. Filgan Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, he says, Tekivant the Misasegates al Ha'esh, Yavo Lidate Simaon. Because he's involved in fire, he's going to come to be thirsty. V'yomakipur Masur Bachilu Ishtiyam. And he's also to eat and drink. Hilkach yachdim ba'ashmura harishona sha'adayin eno tzami kolkach. He's not as thirsty as he will be later. Will be later. So that's why you wait. The Trumas Hadeshen, we know was the avodah done every single day. The Hotsaas Hadeshen was not done every, well, that's a machlokas rishonim. Right? The Trumas Hadeshen, as we just described, every single day, before the avodah. The Hotsaas Hadeshen, that means when the Mizbeach got too much ashes on it, they used to take it out to the Makom, the Shefach Hadeshen, outside the base of Migdash. That's a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says that was just done based on need, whatever was needed. You needed some space, so you take some out. But the Rambam in Perek Beis, he seems to say that you did that also every day. Hotsaas Hadeshen. Achad Sheyarad Zeshet Taram. After the Trumas Hadeshen was done, Rambam says, Emasai Tarmin, this is Perek Beis, to Eden. Emasai Tarmin is Hadeshen, Bechol Yo Mishiyala Barashachar. Ubergala Mitchila Shlisha Emsaisha Laila, Ubiyamakipur Mechasos Halaila. So the Rambam Paskin is like our Mishnah's version, and not like the Bryce's version. How do you do the Truma? The Rambam describes it. And then the Rambam says, Achash Yerazesha Taram, Ratzim Mechalakonim Makachin Yedei Baglim Behem Mehera, Venotas Makrefos and Senoras Uva Olo Rosh Mizbeach, Vakolivaria Olos, Vakulushanus Achlu, Machzirinosol, Studia Mizbeach, Vyacharka Gorfinas Hadeshin Be Makrefos, Umoridinosomi Lamata. Sounds like you're doing this every day. Sounds like Hotsaas Hadeshin is done every single day. Look, there's a big Mishnah Lamelech here. Dash, Das Rabbeinuhu, De Bechol Yom Vayom, Hayu Gorfinas Hadeshin. V'cheinu das arayvet. Aval Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that's not every day. It's just done based on need. And then the Shumas Hadesh, the Mishnah Lamelech, goes through and wonders, is this a din d'arayis or a din d'rabanan? Od yesh lachkor b'din zeh. Hotsaas Hadeshen, imhu min ha-Torah, o mi d'rabanan. Od yesh l'daktik, lama lo manu moni ha-mitzvahs. Hotsaas Hadeshen, v'hotsias Hadeshen. V'leka l'meimar d'bechlal Shumas Hadeshen hi, you can't say it's included in Shumas, d'ha hotsaas zu einam imashayim hazadeh. You don't be motzi from what you are meirim. It's two different actions. You're meirim and you put it down on the mizbeach, and then you go up and do another act. So you can't say hotsaas is included in the truma. Vanira etzli bazehu dedafka trumas hadeshenu mitzvah. Tegzeras hakasavu sheyarim alo amachta bechol yom. Ach hotsaas hadeshen eina mitzvah mitzad atzma. Ela mechrachem hotsaas hadeshen in order to make room for the fire and for the other karbanos. But it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Ela machshirei avoda, to make room to do the rest of the avoda, to burn the other karbanos. Ach rabbeinu sfirlei, to b'chol yom ha-moitzid oso, k'dei shiyeh b'chol yom ha-mizbeach panui. Ololam after al rabbeinu ein ha-mitzvah saseh, lo-tzi ha-zadeh b'chol yom, v'im lo-tzi ha-bit lo-mitzvah saseh, ala sfirlei, de-kachu der ha-kavid, she-b'chol yom, to make room. Right, so either way, it's not a mitzvah, but that's an important Mishnah L'melech on that Rambam, Hilchos Tmidin, Humusafin. Okay, end of the parak. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Trumas Hadeshen, Tchilas Avoda Shel Machar Hi. Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of the Avoda of the following day, even though it's done at night. And remember, by Karbanos, the Laila is Holech Achar Yom Shel Lefanav, right? Not like Erev Yevoker. We had that earlier in this Pesachta, where we asked by the Miluim, do you follow Maisa Bracious or do you follow Karbanos? That was the Suffolk that was unanswered in the Gemara. But that's the, so the Trumas Hadeshen is called the beginning of the Avoda of the next day. And you have to do the Kohanim who are involved. The Kohen has to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim because it's considered the next day's Avoda. That's why he has to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim before he does the Avoda. He might have to do it again for the day's Avoda because this is different. This is the next day's Avoda done at night. So it's not exactly the same. Rav Hirsch in Parshat Tzav notes that this Avoda symbolizes that every day's avoda is really built on the previous days. Trumas Hadeshen is the transition avoda each day. Don't think that this is a totally new day that you're waking up. No, you're built on yesterday. You're built on yesterday. And every day of the Beis HaMikdash was connected to the previous day. The avoda of today starts with something to do with the ashes of yesterday. That's an important hashkafic message as well in terms of in terms of our life, we're building on the previous. Hajolach Parak Shivasa Yavin. Good. Barishona. Second Parak. Komishu wrote the Shabbat Torah. Originally, as we'll see, they didn't think that anybody was going to get up very early. So whoever wanted to do the Shabbat Sadesh and got up earlier and did it. Bizmache Merubin. If there are a lot of people there, they had a race. Rutzen Ba'olin Bekevish. They ran up the ramp. B'chalakodem Eschavir L'tochar Ba'amo Zacha. Whoever got within four amos of the top of the ramp first, he wins. V'mayishneim Shavim. But if there was a tie, Amumuna Amar Lehem Atzbiyu. If there was a tie, so then they started again. They got all the Kohanim. And the Mamuna, the appointee, said, put out fingers. Put out fingers, and then he was going to count the fingers. And come, pick a number. They put out one or two fingers. But not the thumb. Because that could lead to tricks. Putting out a thumb could lead to tricks. Like you see, you could see where the Kohen, the Mamuna is. He's always up to you. And you can like quickly put your thumb in, put your thumb out. So that's why, no thumbs. Maisa, Bishai Yishnaim, Rasha, Varatan, Avol, and Vakevesh. There was a story that was, one time there was two Kohanim running up. And it got so physical. One of them pushed the other one and broke his leg. And they said, okay, we got to come up with a different system. They said, no more races, just the pious. Right, just the Hava lottery. Arba payasos hayusham. There were four payasos. Ze hapayas harishon. This was the first pious. First pious was for the Shumas Hadeshen, done. The Meiri says in, on this daf in the Bavli, pious is from the word pius, like to appease, to do things that are nice, like appease with each other, right? No more races where it's aggressive. That's, pious is a pious. We'll have to stop here. We'll see, whether, this is done every single day. Major machlokas, we're showing him. It says, this was done on Yom Kippur too. They had payasos on Yom Kippur. Our payas hayusham on Yom Kippur, or this is just every day. So we'll see machlokas, balamar, ramban, as we'll start by the Shem with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.